The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Listen live on the Odyssey app.
Well, good morning, my friends, and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Audrey, you are looking a bit more rested up today.
Do you feel better? I slept.
Good.
Yes.
How many hours?
Oof. I think I was in bed by like 8 yesterday.
Okay, good.
But like showered and had my little sleepy time routine, like all done by like 7. So
good for you.
I was knocked out.
Good for you. Nice and rested up today. Excellent.
Yes.
All right, so let's get things going. Mahoney got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first, my friend?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Yeah, some bad news for this particular high school girls basketball coach. He gets suspended because he beat the opposing team, which you're like, what
did he cheat? Did he cheat? Did they was it deflate gate? Did they film the sidelines?
Nope, nothing like that. Just put a good old smackdown on the opposing team, but it was 92-4.
I mean, was this like, I mean, was the other team like, were they
really bad?
Did they have like things that were wrong with them?
So no, it wasn't like, you know, special needs or anything like that, right? Where, like, there was some sort of disability, you know,
nothing like that. Okay.
The head coach for the other team said that Sacred Heart, quote, pressed the ball for most of the first half, fast break the entire game, and continued to push the ball up the court. In other words, they, quote, played basketball.
So, they just did what they were supposed to do.
Yeah.
The other team was just really, really bad.
And they also shot three-pointers, you guys, and showed no mercy.
And this is the other coach who's saying
this?
Like, what a little bitch.
Be better, Tom.
Like, hey,
man. He needs to get fired, too, on top of losing by 90 points.
That's what I mean. Like, the other guy should get suspended for being so bad.
Yes.
How do you only score 4 points all game?
Did you never, like, in any of your high school sports or, you know, maybe club-level sports, just run into a team that destroyed you?
Destroyed us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, we ended up, like, ending the game after first quarter.
Like, we, like, they're, like, you
Yeah, Marcus Jordan jammed my finger and I started crying.
Oh.
But look where he is now.
Yeah, he's not Michael Jordan.
Rich and selling his dad's shoes.
Yeah, look where I am. Jeez.
See, I guess
you're your own man, though. You're your own man.
And you don't even have shoes, so take that, Marcus.
No.
You got a better-looking kid.
That's right.
Man, much cuter baby.
Thank you.
There were times when we got shut out in volleyball. Like, I mean, because you can get skunked. I think if you got, like, it was
11-0. Right, by a certain point, exactly. In soccer, it's like 10, I think.
Yeah.
Why did they not stop it at half? Clearly, it wasn't going anywhere after...
Man,
I got
lapped one time in track. Lapped.
That guy, I mean, but that's hard.
I mean, it's hard. But I mean, like, I wasn't like,
that guy was
how
scooting.
Dare you run that fast? That's the point, right? It's like 92-4. I get it. It's a little egregious, but like
a little
play ball, right?
Like, yeah, but I mean, again, I'm with Mahoney. That's on the refs at that point. If you're not calling the game or if you're not bringing the coaches together to collaborate to figure out whether or not we should just end this for all parties' sake.
But I feel like you do need to get your ass beat like that, kind of.
For character building.
To inspire you. Yes. You want to get better.
Let's not let that happen again.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't want to feel like that? Then we're going to have to train harder.
Yeah, it's motivation. Just look at it as like an 80s teen movie. Maybe the other team is going to work really, really hard the rest of the season out.
Or maybe
and then
they
beat
did.
Them in the championship at the end.
And then come back and lose 92-7.
Improvement.
Main character always is like, I'm going to get out of this town one day.
No, you're not.
You're going to knock some chick up.
Stay here forever.
You're going to end up
divorced. And that kid's
going to
end up losing 92-4.
So some good news today.
Generational.
As well. Snacking on grapes could save your life, could prevent a heart attack or stroke, according to new research. From UCLA, they say the superfood is rich in chemicals that boost gut bacteria diversity and lower cholesterol, leading to better heart health. So their study found just 4 weeks of eating grapes led to significant health boosts among people who rarely eat fruit and vegetables. So the simple lifestyle change can reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease, which is the world's number one killer.
Are you trying to find a way, again, to slip in a story about how wine is good for
yes,
you?
Yes, if you can eat it and it's good for you, then it only makes sense that if you drink it, it's also good for
you. If you chew it long enough, does it ferment?
I'm just letting my liquid grapes ferment in this bottle for a short while, and then I'll enjoy it and its friend tonight.
Why is
Healthy
wine
heart.
So good and grape juice sucks so bad?
You don't like grape juice?
Nah.
Alcohol.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So this is some wild audio. In Los Angeles, there was a man that was stuck in a plane that was on some train tracks. So the pilot crash landed. It was a Cessna. And the reason that we have this audio is because there was a cop that ran up and pulled this guy out of the train, out of the plane seconds before.
There was like five cops, I think, who were around. But one guy was the one who was like dragging this dude. And the guy was out of it because, one, he just crashed his plane.
Yep.
And he was in the direct path of a, it looked like it to be a more higher speed train. It wasn't
like a bullet train almost.
Kind of. A more modern train.
Fast enough to plow right through a plane that's on the tracks, but yeah.
I mean, this is something out of a movie. Like,
so the reason we have this audio is because it's the body cam footage. Yeah. But the situation, obviously, really scary. Kind of the backstory here is that this guy took off from the airport, and it wasn't long after he took off that the plane goes crashing back down to Earth, and he gets stuck on the tracks, and then the cop ends up having to pull him out. I'll play the audio for you in just a second. This little thing just crashed over here. In the meantime, this weekend, NFL and Nickelodeon are teaming up for the wild card game.
Oh, are they going to do another?
Yeah, did you guys see that last year?
Slime Zone or whatever?
Yeah. It's a pretty fun way to, like, get kids involved and engaged in a football game that you want to watch anyhow.
And the commentators, they have children commentators, yeah. Right? Like, there's two, and then there's an adult or two around as well. And the two kids that did it last year, their names are slipping my mind, but they did a phenomenal job. I was so impressed, actually. And they even had, like, a field commentator as well. I mean, the whole thing was really cute, and what a cool experience. Like you said, Dave, not only for kids to, you know, get engaged into a sport that they might not quite know, but the interactiveness of the slime coming down, you know, a lot of us grew up with, like, Slime Time Live. Slime is a huge part of Nickelodeon just in general. So, you know, the
graphics
that go with it are pretty cool, too.
Yeah, they watch Nick Jr. Like, they'll watch Paw Patrol and
all those are on there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. There's a handful of shows that are on there that they like, Bubble Guppies and stuff like that. Yes. But
do they watch the Nick channel?
Not yet, no. No, they're not really into that. But, like, they watched the wild card game with me last year that Nickelodeon did, and they thought it was pretty cool. Yeah.
So there was...
Then I tried to explain to them that I have the under, so don't cheer too much when they're scoring, and, you know.
You talk about betting as well.
Noah Eagle, Nate Burleson, Gabriel Neva were some of the presenters.
Yeah, they were young. I mean, they were like kids, like 12, 13 maybe.
Yeah, so Dylan Gilmer and Young Dylan will be the sideline reporters, and Gabriel Neva Green of That Girl Lele fame are going to be in the booth with Nate Burleson, like you said. So
Okay. Should
be a lot of fun. That is for the Dallas Cowboys and San Francisco 49ers game, which is going to be this Sunday at 4:30 Eastern time.
Doesn't it feel like
Pacific.
It's been a minute since we've seen the Cowboys and 49ers?
Yeah. That used to be quite the matchup.
Like, always. Yep. I remember specifically as a kid, like, there was a Sports Illustrated cover. It's like, the real Super Bowl, and it was Dallas versus the 49ers.
But here's the audio of the train hitting the plane in Los Angeles and this heroic cop pulling him out seconds before.
Go!
Yeah.
I mean, and they were not that far away from that train.
Like, to be the sort of person that, like, runs towards a situation like that instead of being like, all right, I'm going to let somebody else do that, mm-hmm. is pretty crazy.
Go!
Hero. That whole group of guys right there, hero. Save that old man's life.
Yep.
Would you flying a plane?
I mean, he looked old. I mean, but he also had just crashed a plane and was bleeding from his face.
Yeah, that poor guy. Mahoney's like, that 1,000-year-old man flying the plane.
But to
he's
be
like,
fair,
I'm 45 and I just got in a plane wreck.
I mean, I think if I had to guess, he was late 60s.
How old are you? 41.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If it weren't for social media, honestly, we would really have no grasp on how many buttholes are in the world.
Message deleted.
Yeah, we would.
Yeah, I mean, like, one per person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One butthole.
No, I think he's saying how many jerks are out there.
Oh, I thought he meant actual.
And there's also people who have two.
No.
There are people that have two?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
You can have two?
They're very regular.
Well, Ian knew somebody who had two frontals.
Yeah, two lady bits.
But he's talking about, jerks.
He's talking about how mean people are. Yeah, I mean, that's been the biggest gripe about social media, right, is that people don't feel like there's any accountability because you can create an anonymous account, and people are just terrible to each
other. And Facebook is the biggest offender, and Twitter's right behind them, of trying to just create
havoc.
Hostile...
Yes.
encounters on their sites because those drive people back.
Yeah,
and they have actually had whistleblowers who say, hey, this content that's negative gets us more clicks and gets our affiliated parties more clicks.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Negative content is what we want.
Yeah, I mean, the whistleblower came out from Facebook and said that that was what their internal research showed, which is why they stoked the flames to get people coming back to their dumb platform that nobody likes to begin with.
Yeah, and now that's how we end up with articles like, is a civil war coming to America?
Shut up.
Shut your stupid face. Whoever's writing that, whoever's stoking that, just take a long walk off a short pier.
Also, I don't know if, you know, like social media has really opened the eyes of people about how many like wankers there are in the world. Do you guys not remember middle school? Like there was a bunch of terrible people in middle school. At least that was my experience. Like
those kids had no empathy.
Yeah, I mean, just bullies, just being ruthless to people. Like it was bad.
Middle school is also like whenever you're, I think middle school might be worse than high school because of your hormones, you're just introduced to them for the very first time.
They
so
both
not only
suck.
Are you mean, but you're smelly.
Yeah, you're one big insecure walking pimple.
And we can't and forget stink. The smelly.
You smell so bad.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Why do those annoying phone calls have to be called spam risk? Because in all honesty, I'll risk anything for some spam.
Message deleted.
Big fact, spam hits.
Weird fact about me. Never had spam.
Really?
Never.
It's just like, I mean, it's mystery. Who knows what's in spam, right? But it kind of, it's just
mostly
like a
pork.
Salty,
it looks
cut
like,
it thin, it kind of tastes like bacon-ish.
Does it taste like bologna? Because it looks like canned
it's
bologna.
Same kind of consistency. Yeah.
But you can fry,
right.
I mean, you can present it in many different ways. You can fry it, you can eat it out of the can, you can pair it with like one of the things that I like from Hawaii. They have spam musubis, which are really, really good.
Musubis?
Yeah, spam musubis.
Spam musubis. Really,
how is that? Like, what is that with?
It's just like spam. It's like basically spam sushi, kind of.
Ooh, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have
okay.
Spam sushi?
They do have spam.
But they like
spam
grill
spooshy.
It and stuff, and it's good. So it's
don't
like you get the out. Salty, then you get the, you know, if you've got the nice sticky rice, because there's nothing better than like some sticky ass rice.
I like spam and eggs. Is my
you
usual
do.
Go-to. Yeah,
and with
diced
the,
up with jalapenos and, yeah, because I like a little splash.
And when the zombie apocalypse comes, it's going to be the only meat we eat 20 years from now.
Oh, yeah, look, there's a guy with two buttholes. How about that?
Did somebody just send that to our text line, 833-0-DUMMY?
Yeah, wow, that's amazing.
Please.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Mahoney, they're calling this a landmark case. There is a guy that needed a new heart, and they decided that they were going to do a surgery on him and give him a new heart. But the reason why it's making news today and it's such a big story is because it is a massive innovation where they have actually put a pig's heart into this man to try to save his life. So it's kind of like a last-ditch effort.
I mean, that's never happened before, right?
No.
I mean, I know they've talked about using different organs from pigs in other surgeries in the past, but a heart is, you know, outside of the brain, the number two organ.
So it made him ineligible for a human heart transplant or a heart pump.
Uh-huh.
And he, you know, was dealing with an irregular heartbeat and heart failure. And they said basically this is the only way that they were able to try to save this man's life. They say it's highly experimental. And they showed, though, that the heart from a genetically modified animal can function in a human body without immediate rejection.
Can he still eat bacon, though?
Meanwhile, Nicolas Cage was like,
who has my pig?
And it's now this man.
Yeah.
So whatever you
57
say-
years old. His name is David Bennett, a Haney man. No guarantee, obviously, that this is going to work. But as of right now.
I mean, this is kind of, I mean, when we think about the future of medicine and technology, the hope. You know, the metaverse and the stupid ass stuff that they're doing with social media, that's all garbage. But like when we think about real advancements in society and technology, the medical field is kind of where it's at. You know, we've seen that with, you know, the RNA vaccine, which has kind of changed a lot of things over the last 18 months. But thinking about like 3D printing organs or finding ways to transplant animal organs into people to keep us alive longer, that is pretty damn amazing. I don't know if you like if they had a cybernetic, like if they had like a basically a like a 3D printed heart, or if they like
some other organ.
Would you be into that?
Yes. Yes.
But it'd have to become from an animal, right?
No, not necessarily.
No. They can just 3D print, you know, whatever organ.
Genetic material. They're talking about 3D printing, you know. It's probably not going to be for the next 10 or 20 years.
If it saved my life, if that was the only option, right? Like, for this guy, there was no other option. He's 57 years old, which is not very old, and he's going to die otherwise. He's like, go ahead and give it a shot.
Dave, I know, don't you love that we're like, 57's not that old, even though like 20 years ago we were like, 57, you're basically dead.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, when you're like 15, you're like, 57
you're ancient. Now you're like, 57's,
that's young, too soon.
Yeah, young buck.
Yeah.
Okay, is this a dumb question? So whenever you're saying genetically modified pig, that to me is like, that's a science pig. That's a grown in a lab pig. Okay, so why can't you just do that with a human heart?
Well, where are you getting bonus human hearts? I mean, if you have a human heart that's available.
You created this pig. Why can't you just create a heart?
Well, once you start creating humans, that's where things get a little.
Oh, God. Well, you're already kind of God complexing if you're creating pigs in a lab.
So this is pretty crazy. Mobile phone game maker Zynga just got sold.
Which you may know them from Words with Friends.
Yes.
Oh.
Farmville.
Yeah. Oh, some of the biggest games at one point.
No, but
your grandma was playing Farmville.
Farmville and Words with Friends. You're like, okay, those are pretty big. They just got sold to the maker of Grand Theft Auto for $12.7 billion.
Whoa.
Take Two Interactive.
Are we going to start having, like, hookers in Farmville?
Man, if I could play against a hooker in Words with Friends, wouldn't that be neat? She has to be
You'd
in the trunk.
You'd beat her every time.
Yeah.
You would win every time.
No, I mean, you think about, you know, the UFC when they got sold, and it sold for $4 billion. And then you think about, like, the average NFL team value, and, you know, most of them are worth about $1 billion.
They say the average NFL team in 2021, last year, was worth $3.5 billion. Well, so that's even on the high end. So there's ones that are cheaper than that. There's ones that are more expensive.
So you could have either four NFL teams all your own, three UFCs, or Zynga. I mean, that's insane to me.
Well, I mean, obviously the users and how many people like actually like cash in order to, I don't know, with Farmville, like you buy in kind of like your Candy Crush. You can buy in. So there's obviously money.
Oh, there's a ton of money, obviously, that is going on here. I mean, when I think about somebody who I'm a gamer and Take Two, Rockstar, they make some of the best games. I mean, Grand Theft Auto 5 was a masterpiece. They need to make Grand Theft Auto 6 and stop rehashing it. Red Dead Redemption 2, one of the best games that has ever been made, period. And Zynga, on the other hand, makes kind of crappy, throwaway games, but they make a ton of money. I think there was a video game developer which has two of the biggest franchises of all time. Bethesda was sold to Microsoft for much, much, much less than this, and they have the No, nobody else hear games, but you guys have heard of Skyrim, right?
Yes, sure.
One of the biggest games ever, and it sold infinitely cheaper than Zynga. So it's just kind of a wild amount of money. But they obviously see the upside in mobile gaming, which I think, I don't know if your kids love. Do you your kids, is your oldest daughter play any games on her phone or your phone?
The ones where you can buy stuff?
Yeah.
No, absolutely
not. Should I teach
her
how to do that?
You should not. I'm going to, no. I will kill you.
So you just click this button over and over and over again that says buy tokens.
So Robert Durst, the real estate heir and the convicted killer, dead.
Good.
78 years old. Yeah.
Bye.
If you watched Jinx on HBO, the backstory is just absolutely nuts. I mean, this guy's been a killer from the beginning.
You can just look at his
chopping people up. Yeah, I mean, just an awful, awful person. So
horrible.
He is dead. See you never.
Bye.
So the longtime TV anchor from WCCO-TV had a bit of a bloop that is making the rounds. And he was talking about, you know, the anniversary of January 6th and everything that happened with the insurrection. Okay. And he was just trying to get through that news story, and it ended up like this instead.
What, is this a communist country?
A minute, that's not it.
Oh, but that is hilarious
Hey, did you do that on purpose?
What is this?
No, I did not. That is an accident.
That's an accident.
I can get that over.
This is America.
Oh no, it's not. I just pulled the wrong one.
That's my fault. But good quote, Randy.
That actually works.
Yeah, this is him.
What is this, a communist country or something? I thought this is America.
Cover your ears.
So in this game of Cover Your Ears, I will say, Ian, you deserve some credit here, my man. You pulled some amazing songs.
Oh, Dave, they sound even better.
I bet.
They really do.
So the originals, I'll just tell you, bangers. The covers of these songs, which are what Ian has pulled from the internet, they are very unique in their own way, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they put their own spin on these songs. The challenge for you guys is trying to figure out what the original is, even though the, you know, the cover itself may not sound exactly like a carbon copy of what you're used to. So you guys ring in by saying your name when you think you know the correct answer. Whoever gets more correct is going to be the winner. We have three in the main round, and then we do have one as a bonus round. Are you both ready?
Ready.
There is 30 seconds for each one of these songs, and you can ring in by saying your name whenever you think you know the answer. Here we go with song number one in Cover Your Ears. Good luck.
Where sunrise, I fight to stay asleep, because I don't want to leave the comfort of this place. Cause there's a hunger, a longing to escape from a life I live when I'm awake.
Yeah.
So let's go there. Let's make our escape.
And that's 30 seconds, Mahoney.
Guys, I thought you said this was we were doing covers only. Are we sure that's not the original version of Arms Wide Open from Creed?
Because it's not.
Or it's higher.
Oh, you said Arms Wide
Whatever,
open.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
Higher.
No, it's not.
It is higher.
It's Whatever. Higher. Each of you get a half point.
She's got a half point.
Yeah, she does.
Nah, it's garbage.
Didn't say the right one.
Yeah, come on. Arms Wide Open.
Well, you know what I
meant. Come on, man. I didn't know. It was the wrong answer.
Same thing.
Okay. Each of you get a half point. Here we go on to number two.
There's no such thing as 25 to life. As
Audrey.
You got the cash to pay for Cochran. And did you know if you were caught, you were smoking crack? McDonald's even wouldn't even want to take you back. You could always run as mayor of D.C. I'd like to see them spend a week living like out on the street. I don't think they could survive. They could spend a day or two walking in someone else's shoes.
Ooh. All right, that's 30 seconds, Audrey.
What? I rang in first, clearly.
I was very close, but Audrey got it.
Yep. Oh, Ian, thank you. That is Lifestyles with Rich of the Famous by Good Charlotte.
Wrong. What? Rich and Famous, not Rich and the Famous.
Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous.
Oh, if you're...
They're always complaining.
It's Lifestyles of Rich and Famous, not and the Famous. You add an extra the. Half
you
point,
answered
half point gone.
The
up.
First
half
question.
We've never done
wrong.
That.
Wrong.
Half point gone.
Shut up.
Half point gone.
That's not higher and arms wide open.
Same thing.
That's totally different.
Audrey gets a full
songs.
Point. Audrey has 1.5. Mahoney has a half point.
Collusion.
Pull it together, Mahoney.
Collusion.
Here we go. On to number three.
That you walked away, trying not to lose you. With every not good change, the best of the best I got. What got me now?
And that's enough of that.
Oh my God!
How do you? I have no idea what that is.
Oh gosh, it's right on the tip of my tongue.
5 seconds.
It's not gonna.
No.
I don't know what that is.
Unholy Confessions, Avenged
Sevenfold. No.
They still making music?
No.
All right.
So he blew out his throat, right?
Did he?
Yeah, he had to have surgery, I believe. Yeah.
Him shadows.
So Mahoney, you can tie it if you get a full point on this one and Audrey gets nothing in the bonus round, fourth and final. Here we go.
Oh, the king's bad.
Mahoney.
And what I choose is my choice.
A little harmony. That wasn't me.
Oh, that wasn't? I thought that was. No. I wasn't looking at you. I thought you just started singing there.
I was singing alongside.
And what I choose is my choice.
I was not expecting that second voice to come out there.
I wasn't either.
I don't hate that.
That wasn't terrible. Mahoney for the win.
It's Smashing Pumpkins and is that Tonight?
Oh, God.
I don't know what the name of that
Loser.
Song is. Whatever.
Disarm.
Whatever.
Audrey wins. You're disappointing.
It was Smashing Pumpkins.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So this week has been one reaction after another, just huge celebrities coming out talking about how amazing Bob Saget was. And that basically kind of runs the gamut, right? I mean, people that do local radio shows like us had interactions with him, to people that knew him exceptionally well, the John Stamoses and Dave Coulier's of the world that worked with him for many years. Everyone had the same experience. Like, Bob Saget always made everyone feel important and special, and that's a really beautiful thing.
And found a way to, like, literally hit almost all segments of people.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you got the family-friendly, wholesome group that
which is very hard to do, right?
Nobody else can do what he did.
Yeah, I mean, if you can kind of lean into, like, hey, I'm the raunchy comic, there's plenty of those, right? But if you can be, like, this squeaky clean guy, but then also have, like, that edge where you can pull off being, like, the dirty comic when you want to. Yeah, I mean, Bob Saget was incredible. And people are calling him the founder of the dad joke, which I think is pretty accurate. Like, if there's a legacy, like, everyone loves a good dad joke, right? Bob Saget is the first one to do that with America's Funniest Home Videos. And Mahoney, you had a great point yesterday when we were talking about the passing of Bob Saget. America's Funniest Home Videos was YouTube before YouTube. It was the first time when things like private moments from your home went viral. Or in that case, just, you know, would win you, was it like
$10,000?
$10,000,
yeah. Something like that. Pretty big chunk
unless
of cash.
Unless you were the third place runner-up, and then you got nothing. You got like nothing. A T-shirt.
Yeah. You got a Pizza Hut gift card.
We flew you out to L.A.
to disappoint you.
We're going to put you up at a Hampton Inn.
Yeah, and you could win. It was like $100,000for the
year for the grand finale. Grand prize,
That came later seasons.
But so we know a little bit more, not a lot more. The good news here is that there's no foul play, there's no drug use that we know about at this time. He entered his room for the last time at 2:17 a.m.
Oh gosh.
Which is kind of normal for somebody who had just done a comedy show, right? So he's just going back to go to sleep. They say that they found his room where there was no signs of foul play. His room was in orderly. His stuff was just all just neatly organized, and he was in bed, and they just, he passed away in his sleep, apparently, and they don't know exactly why, but it's just really sad.
That is just one of those things, though, that you hope to leave this earth in the most peaceful way in your sleep, and I feel like he had just gotten off the phone just like an hour or two before with his wife.
Yep.
His daughter was receiving text messages, and there was all just like, he seemed happy, he felt loved, he made us feel loved, just like everyone else that is coming out around him. And I feel like him leaving peacefully is
there's
no better hope that you can.
Yeah, it's just too soon, right? Yeah. I mean, like, you look at Betty White's life, and there's a lot of similarities between Betty White and Bob Saget in the sense that they were both so beloved by, like, everyone.
Well, he came out the other day and had mentioned, was commenting on Betty's passing as well. And it was like, it was something to the effect of,
if you get to see your loved one in the afterlife, then
who might argue with Betty White?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, just really sad for his family and friends and all that. But I'm glad to hear that there was no foul play or no drug use or anything like that, at least that we know about at this time. So Emily in Paris is back for season 3 and season 4.
Ugh.
Yeah, do you not like that show?
I haven't watched it, but it's just such one of those shows that reminds me of anybody who's ever been like an exchange student, like has gone over to like it's Spain, and all of a sudden they're coming back and it's like Barcelona, and it's like, okay, settle down, first of all, like, you went there for a month of like a semester, and now you're just like cultured on wine, we get it, like you took a wine class,
like, just because I've got a couple friends who will always tell me how to say certain things certain ways.
Yeah,
like, if you are not from that place and you are saying it, like,
it's crazy.
Like, I can't say it's like a local. Like, you just can't, because like, I'm not a local.
Yeah,
and he's from St. Louis.
Yeah, like
we know that you went to Venice one time. You don't need to call it mozzarella.
It's mozzarella.
Okay.
But it irks me.
I'm from St. Louis. I can't go Mexico. Like, no, I'm a pandering a-hole if I do
it
that.
It does seem pandering.
Like, I can't do it. Not going to do it.
I literally did that the other day when I was trying to order, like, a sandwich, but it's just a torta, okay? And I did it with a little bit of a little
torta.
I did a
you
torta.
Can't do that.
Torta. And my husband looked at me and goes, Stop it.
As he should have.
Stop it.
He's helping you.
He said, stop it right now. But, yeah, no, so going back to this story, Dave, no, I have not, because I just know I'm not going to like Emily and being in Paris.
My wife made me watch the first season. It wasn't terrible, but, doesn't need to be greenlit for
girly show, I
three
guess.
And four.
That Samantha from Sex and the City or whatever they're calling it now. They said that she's in Paris, so they thought that there might be a crossover.
Well, it's the same guy, the Darren Star guy that did Sex and the City and all that stuff. But another show that just got renewed for a third season is The Morning Show. So, that's got a huge cast, right? Reese Witherspoon and Steve Carell, Jennifer Aniston, and a bunch of others. That has actually gotten really very good. Like, the first season, it felt like it kind of leaned just too much into the celebrity, and the storyline was kind of like, meh. But then the second season, you're like, oh, man.
So,
like,
Steve Carell's still in it, though? Because isn't it just like the premise of that show, like he gets canceled?
No. Like in season number two, like Steve Carell becomes like the central character.
Oh,
almost.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I thought he was just like a couple episodes. I haven't watched it yet.
That's kind of how the first season was positioned, is that he was there, but it was sort of like he had been canceled.
It was
like a Matt Lauer story, right? But then, in season number two, he becomes a much bigger part of the
story.
And
he's good?
They're all great,
He's good in everything.
Jennifer Aniston's fantastic, too, and Reese Witherspoon.
Especially Jennifer Aniston in Adam Sandler movies.
Oh, my gosh.
That's really chef kiss. Some of the best.
Is it, though?
I really like her. I like her and his, even though it's so unrealistic that a woman that pretty could, be interested
Adam
in a
Sandler's
man who
Sandler's wife is gorgeous.
Well, it's because he's Adam Sandler.
Well, I mean, he also was daddy back in the 90s. Sandler was mint.
Yeah.
And when he was younger. It just shows what Father Time does to all of us.
No, I mean,
a little saggy.
But if Adam Sandler was like a Dave or I character in real life,
right,
like, you know, a local radio guy who's, you know, not making $500 million a year with Netflix.
Yeah, we ain't getting Jennifer Aniston.
No.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Wondering if this is a boss move or a beach move. So you and your coworkers are told you're having lunch tomorrow. One of your coworkers looks over at you, gives you their order, even though they know it's tomorrow. Dinner, food comes. They expect their food to be there because they gave it to you. They gave you their order. Is that a boss move or a beach move?
Message deleted.
To give somebody else your order and expect that they order your food?
That's weird.
Wait, but right? If it's like,
normally,
if you're bringing it to...
There's a person that is in charge of that. Like, you wouldn't just go, oh, yeah, we're having lunch tomorrow, bring me this. It would be like, who's in charge of taking the orders? There's a designated person. If you just expect somebody to deliver your food to you, I would definitely pretend to take somebody's order and then not give them any food.
Oh, darn, sorry, we forgot on our way out to order.
Or they say no mayo, and then you do
extra mayo. Oh.
Dude, there is nothing that's more tilting than somebody who does not like mayo.
Because there's no scrubbing it off.
Anytime that I get Mahoney's meal, I'm like, extra tomatoes, extra lettuce.
You're right, Audrey.
Extra soggy tomatoes.
Put an egg on it.
You can't scrape off mayo. Like, once it's touched the meat or the bread, it is ingrained in there. Same thing with tomato. Like, you said just take the tomato off, but those nasty-ass tomato juices have soaked in and made my bun all soggy.
What are you talking about, man? You're so dramatic.
Nah, tomatoes don't belong on burgers.
They sure do. They
certainly
do.
Cold tomato.
Oh, yeah, on a hot burger.
Nope.
Even on a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Cheese,
you know, like
bacon,
that,
onion. That's it.
I don't know. Fast food has been slipping
onions
for me.
Onions can kick rocks.
Onions are a superfood.
Onions are terrible.
I could eat an onion like an apple.
Make your breath stink.
Do they?
Yes.
They're great for your health.
Are they?
Yeah, onions and
garlic. What's up with people who don't like garlic? Also,
honestly, I don't even... Garlic to, like, regular dishes is what vanilla extract is to my baking. If you say, like, a clove, I don't know what a clove is. You're getting whatever I eyeball is
I put
the appropriate
as much
garlic amount.
I put so much garlic in everything.
Yes.
Like, there's no such thing as too much garlic.
Nope.
Or too many onions.
Oh.
Or too many peppers.
Disagree
on
all
that. I'm not on the peppers.
I've had stuff with too much garlic.
I've had stuff with too
many peppers.
I can eat garlic straight.
I mean, I probably could too, but it's not going to go
You can eat
well.
Garlic straight, but
yep.
You can't eat a tomato slice.
Or an egg.
Texture.
Ugh.
Texture. Please leave a message after
Soggy,
the
lip-ass fruit.
Exhausting.
I have a theory that so many people are piercing their nipples that in a couple of years, it will actually be more popular to not have them pierced.
Message deleted.
It's kind of how I feel about tattoos.
What do you mean?
That it's going to be more of the cool, I don't want to say cool thing, but it's going to end up being more of the anti-mainstream to not get tattoos. Because everybody and their brother has tattoos now because it's just so much more acceptable in the workplace.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not.
I mean, you have a ton of tattoos. Do you feel like your tattoos are not aging well?
No, I mean, that's not what I mean.
Oh.
I mean, I look hot. That's not what I'm saying. Just kidding. But everybody really does have like nipple piercings right now.
Do they?
Do they?
They do. And I'm jealous of it. I mean, I don't think that I could go through with that pain.
Ian, do you have nipple piercings?
No, he did.
You got a nipple piercing, right? Your mom ripped it out, yeah.
But aren't nipple piercings like less painful than tattoos? Because it's just a quick thing, whereas a tattoo, you got to sit there for hours.
Yeah, but it's like 6 hours of ouchie. And then afterwards, it doesn't really hurt unless like somebody's like up and poking you. I mean, you got to think about the healing process of a bar being through your nipple for like, it's got to be for a few months. Because you're putting on, for women, you're putting on bras, or you're not, just whatever you're choosing. But, I mean, your clothing's rubbing up against it. Like, that's got to hurt for a bit.
I feel like the data is skewed here. Like, I don't think that there's really, like, that many people that have nipple piercings. I just feel like the people that have nipple piercings like to show that they have nipple piercings.
The amount of my girlfriends that have nipple piercings is about, like, 50-50.
50-50? Yeah, but, you're friends with a bunch of hussies. What do you expect?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So Audrey blew my mind when she was telling me about this whole thing with, you know, the medieval times, because, you know, you see all these movies and you think about how badass everyone was during the medieval times.
And these,
you know,
stallions.
Yeah, you're on these huge horses and you're, you know, covered in armor and you're out there battling and doing all this cool stuff.
You think that's cool?
I mean, like
that sounds horrible.
It's cool
for
other
people. I would much rather like be killed in a nuclear explosion than a arrow to the throat.
Okay, but if you were living in the medieval times, Mahoney, you wouldn't have a choice. Nuclear weapons were not a thing
yet.
No, I know,
but wouldn't it suck, though, if you were in the medieval times and you were about to be killed, but you could see them coming for like 2 days?
Oh,
you're just like, oh, no. There's how many of them? Crap. We're going to die.
Yeah, we're going
to raid our castle. We got to get ready. Everything that I love is going to perish.
Well, the reason why we were talking about it is because there's a new study that just came out talking about the horses that they were using at the time in battle were actually the size of ponies. They were very small horses. So the reason why we're talking about this is because how underwhelming is it? Because all of the movies of the medieval times today are like these strong gentlemen on these
beautiful war horses.
Like Clydesdale
style.
And
it really is just, everything was miniature back then. I'm sure everybody had a toothache because there was no brushing your teeth back then.
Yeah.
Everyone was smelly.
Your grundle stunk.
They didn't have, your grundle was so stinky. Yeah. That poor horse. That poor pony.
Yeah. But the fact that they're all miniature ponies, that's like finding out that like Mad Max was all on mopeds, you know? It's just like
I would watch a Mad Max moped edition. Tell me that would not be great.
It really just shows how much we romanticize things, and they were nothing like.
Also,
nothing
wouldn't
like
it
what
have
thought.
Been great to live, you know, even 100 years ago when you could just make up whatever?
Oh, right.
Like, let's just make up a story about how things actually were.
Instead all history
of, like,
books?
History being documented. Let's just tell people how things were. And there's no way for them to know.
Well, we're going backwards, though, now, Dave, in 2021.
That's what I mean. We just choose to believe whatever we want.
Well, that
we did.
That answers, that poses the age-old question. Do you go back in time or do you go forward in time if you have a time machine? Which would you choose?
Not backwards.
Oh, backwards for sure.
You don't have to live there forever, but you have to spend like a month.
Yeah, just backwards for like 3 hours so I can win my bet on the national championship game.
Why did you do that? Why did you do that, Terry?
There is a certain person, a person so vile and arrogant, the middle ground between horrible and useless, a culinary and retail nightmare, a person which we call Karen. These are the Karen Chronicles.
So these are all reviews that Ian has done a great job of finding online, and they're very well-reviewed establishments for the most part. And then the Karen swoop in, and, you know, the Karen lifestyle, Mahoney, is really about an attitude, you know, knowing that whenever you go somewhere, you deserve the very best service, and if you don't get it, you're going to let the world know.
They have a Yelp tattoo on the small of their back.
There actually is a scathing Yelp review that we'll get to towards the end of this. A couple of them featured in the Karen Chronicles today, but let's start with the Mess Deck, which is a restaurant in Corpus Christi. It's got 4 out of 5 stars. Anita B. said, this isn't a 5-star restaurant. That's a little concession type place. It's great for what it is. The onion rings were freshly battered, had wonderful flavor. Melissa W. said, it was good. They have the average snack bar selection too, but it was good.
I mean, that sounds, that's simple to the point. Thank you, Alyssa.
And Karen, who really is very committed in an odd way, did not have a great experience at 1 out of 5 stars. I've been eating at the mess deck for 5 years now. 5 long years. To be completely honest, I would rather dip my arm in kerosene, light it on fire, and fist fight an unwilling goat than eat here one more time. I found crap in my food. It's like they opened up a shark's stomach and put it on a plate. I've gotten food poisoning more times than I can count from this place. Every time I see the doors, I get queasy. Don't go here unless you absolutely have to. I'd give this place 0 out of 5 stars if I could. I hate the mess deck.
I mean, if you've gotten food poisoning multiple times,
why are you going?
This is on you.
Yeah, that's.
Sounds like you've got a hyperactive colon. Yeah.
I mean, if you guys got food poisoning anywhere, that's it, right? I've had. I
One
can't
done.
Eat.
Done.
I had. I don't even think I had food poisoning, but I had, you know, my gallbladder went, and I had beef stroganoff the night before, and I haven't been able to eat beef stroganoff in 13 years.
Yeah.
Aww.
Which is very sad, because beef stroganoff was delicious.
It's like the happy, healthy family meal. Well, not all about healthy. But, I mean, it's like the happy family meal.
Here's some ground beef and cream.
Cream and some nudes. Creamy, beefy nudes.
Do not search that on the internet. So this is a McDonald's in Seattle. It's got 3 out of 5 stars out of 89 Yelp reviews.
Pretty
which is
mediocre.
Actually, okay. No, guys, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
For a McD's?
It's the highest rated in Seattle.
Is it really?
We'll say that.
Oh,
okay. Well, Rachel K. said, I saw some pretty bad reviews on here, which is odd. Always on the positive side, when I go there, the two women at the fast food windows are so sweet and so friendly, they deserve 5 stars for sure. So remember that one specifically about the women that are working at the fast food drive-thru.
Sound
window,
like
okay?
Angels.
Alejandro said, came here late night, then the food was fresh, the fries were great, and the nuggies were on point.
You're a grown-up. You're a grown-up.
Also,
stop that.
Also, when they tell you, when there's nobody behind you, and they tell you to pull into that lane in front, like pull into lane number one, I'm like, there's nobody behind me. What are you making me do? And then somehow I have to pull up there, and then the fries are cold? How does that happen?
Let's get to the Karen review,
review,
Mahoney.
How does that happen?
Okay, so this one is from Karen. I said, 1 out of 5 stars. Ignorant staff, as usual this morning. First breakfast I've had from McDonald's in a month, and I won't be buying another. The lady serving me never spoke a word, never does, and always hangs the food out of the window. That's going to make the food even colder, lady. It's science! She always looks like she just rolled out of bed. She's just rude and a scruffy mess, and she's working on a mustache for sure. I threw up the dried, nasty food. The muffin was way too small. The food is repulsive, and the customer service is terrible. If you want a lady with a mustache hanging your food out of the window, just go to an old folks' home and ask someone's grandma to make you lunch.
Man, why are you going to talk about Grammy's mustache?
Shave your grandma's. That's all we'll say. Shave them.
Or, the little-known fact, we here at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show have a service. We will come and shave your grandma for you.
We are going to get the worst kind of targeted ads, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Shave your grandma.
Stop saying that.
I hope you have your microphone on your phone.
Stop saying that.
Shave your grandma. Shave all the grandma parts.
Shave them.
Also, like, if they are hanging the food out the window, like, as you go from like, the pay window
that.
To the second one, so I don't even, like, I could just roll slowly by.
Just grab it.
Yeah,
you don't
go.
Have to stop.
That'd
I would prefer to, like, to go by at 60 and you just chuck it through the window. Like, I'm in a hurry. Let's go. It's fast food.
To start shaving your grandma out as well. 60.
Last but not least, let's go to a sports authority in Riverside, California that is now closed, unfortunately. So this Karen's review may have single-handedly taken it down.
I mean, maybe. Are there any sports authorities left anywhere in?
There are very, very few.
Okay. Yeah, even like sports authority, the stadium. Wasn't that Denver Stadium for a while there? Wasn't it? Yeah, instead of Mile High, it was Sports Authority Field. Anyway, Michael B. said 5 out of 5 stars. I really like Sports Authority.
Oh, that's a great review. I hate reviews like that, by the way.
I really like it. Marthy D. said 5 out of 5. Came here to buy a new workout tank. Ended up leaving with a new pair of shorts as well.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, got her.
Karen K., not a great experience. 1 out of 5 stars. I called and wanted to speak to the store manager. Jesus answered the phone and said he is the manager. Turns out he was the assistant manager. He argued that assistant and regular manager are the same. I said, well, why does your name have assistant in front of it? I bet you have a lower salary. He was too argumentative, provoking, combative, and incapable of handling my issue. He wasted my time. When I walked in, 4 girls were talking at the front of the store, and they didn't greet me, and I was the only customer in the store. And then they wouldn't help me find thermal underwear. They pointed me towards the men's thermal underwear. Furthermore, the prices are outrageously high and higher than the competitors. No wonder this place is so dead.
Aaron, you are exhausting. The assistant manager is there to help when the manager is out. They know just as
much. Not the real manager!
Watch the show live and for free. Broadcasting now at twitch.tv/David Mahoney.
So today we're talking about being stubborn. 833-YO-DUMMY on social media at David Mahoney. twitch.tv/David Mahoney. If you have a good example of you being really stubborn, or maybe somebody close to you, like Audrey, who had her husband do something exceptionally stubborn when he was a young boy.
Well, it's kind of just the definition, and the best way that I could define my husband is this moment in his childhood. He was like 4 or 5 years old, and his mother, like most mothers, put him in swim lessons. You know, she just wanted to make sure that he was safe around a pool. Well, he hated his teacher and wanted to be able to stop swim lessons. So he thought in his tiny little 4-year-old brain that if he could prove that he knew how to swim, he would no longer have to go to these swim lessons. So what does he do? He jumps straight into the deep end. And this mofo could not swim and sunk. He sunk straight to the bottom.
But it was like pretty serious, right?
Where they had to like, they had to call like the EMS, like the whole thing, like CPR'd him.
Whoa.
And whenever they, yeah, no, he was like dead, like legit, like was at the bottom, drowned. They did not find him because he didn't know that. Had to hold your breath. He was like breathing in water, all of this stuff. Because again, he's 4.
What terrible swim instructors. How are you not watching the 4-year-old?
Pay attention, right?
Right?
So whenever he came to, got the water out of him, there was broccoli leftovers like in his little belly.
Oh,
so
buddy.
He was puking up broccoli. And he said that his mother felt so bad that he never had to go to swim lessons again and never had to eat broccoli again. So I guess it was a win
it worked?
Kind of?
Question mark?
But yes, he is the most stubborn man in America. Yeah. So I'm excited to hear the rest of these stories.
Does he swim still? Or?
Yeah, he later went on to like actually be on swim teams later. So
okay.
It didn't create a phobia of any sort.
That's
but,
good.
Yeah. I'm kind of excited to see if there are anybody who can match his stubbornness.
Mandy in Oceanside said that my son was upset with me because I wouldn't take him to Dave & Buster's and said that I made him sad. And next thing I know, I couldn't find him anywhere in our house. I'm frantically looking everywhere. I run outside to the front yard to see if he had walked down the street in the rain. I'm panicking. It took me about 15 minutes to realize that he was sitting on his swing in the rain in the backyard because he was, quote, sad about Dave & Buster's.
Oh, he's a little emo.
So emo.
Just sitting there in the rain.
Yeah, have you ever been to Dave & Buster's? It's the greatest place in the world.
Amazing.
Take your kid to Dave & Buster's.
Yeah, hello, they have booze.
They do.
Oh, my gosh.
That poor little guy.
And that's what his love for My Kim started that day.
She's not even swinging.
It's just okay.
Kind of
went to go buy a studded belt. Gloves without fingers.
Yeah, I mean, Dave & Buster's, somebody said Dave & Buster's is like the adult Chuck E. Cheese. I mean, Dave & Buster's infinitely better than Chuck E. Cheese.
And you could take your kids there. I feel like if I were a kid right now, I would prefer, you're right, Dave & Buster's. They don't need, the only thing lacking from Dave & Buster's to Chuck E. Cheese is a ball pit. In 2022,
no,
I'm not
you
sure
don't
we want
need
a ball
pit. Because ball pits are just filled with fecal matter.
They are.
It's just straight up booty.
Now
all in there.
This is a move. Lauren said, when I was 16, I was tired of waiting in line at the DMV, so I pretended to faint. After they rushed over and tended to me, they got me right to the window and on my way.
Oh, man, my blood sugar, it just drops out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Oh, man, honestly, that's a
move. I mean, if that works, I'm trying to faint next time I'm at the DMV.
You would not. You would never do something like
they're
that.
They're not. They'll escort you out. They'll call an ambulance. You'll end up with like a $3,000 bill.
Anna said, mom of a two 5-year-old twin boys, they were going through potty training. One loved the reward system. Do your business, get a sticker. The other couldn't be bothered and kept saying, no, mommy, you just clean me forever. It wasn't until daycare threatened to put him back with the babies because he wasn't potty trained that he miraculously became potty trained overnight, never had another accident again. I like that this kid is like doubling down and like, hey, I've got a short window in my life where I'm allowed to poop my pants and no one is going to say anything to me about it. I'm going to capitalize on every last
moment.
Riding
it out.
That's right.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So tell us about the most stubborn person in your life. Maybe it's you, maybe it's somebody else, or in this case, maybe it's your pet. Copper said, my dog can be hanging out in the backyard all afternoon,
mm-hmm.
doing absolutely nothing. And then 30 seconds into a walk, all of a sudden, he has to poop and I have to pick it up.
Oh, that is Blue, my Yorkie. He's my little senior dog, except for the exact opposite. The fact that he never wants to go outside. He is now like an indoor cat that, like, if I could potty train him via the litter box, he would prefer it. He doesn't like the outdoors. Weather freaks him out. Like, it could be drizzling. He's like, nope, I don't want to get my little piggy toes piggy dipping in any type of rain. Nope, piggy puddles.
For me, I was the, you know, being an only child growing up, my mom wanted to make sure that she, you know, took all my needs into account, and she always has and always will, and that's, you know, I'm very blessed in that regard, but I was such a pain in the ass. I did not eat food for like the first like 12 years of my life.
This isn't shocking because you're a very picky person.
I was the pickiest of the eaters, like for sure. Like,
you are exhausting.
But does that shock you?
But no, it doesn't.
There was
just
a
so on brand.
There was like a 2 or 3 year period there between like 5 and 8. The only thing I would eat, and I wouldn't eat anything else. Like my mom, we didn't go out to dinner very often because we didn't have a ton of extra money. But like, even if we did, I would not eat because we would go up. The only thing I would eat.
Tell me it's butter noodles.
No, the only thing I would eat at home, and the only thing I wanted for lunch, all I wanted was white bread, just plain white bread. Is like all I ate.
That is
for
who
like
you
three
are
years.
As a person, Mahoney. You are white bread.
Yeah, you are white
You're
bread.
You're a loaf.
You are
delicious.
A walking loaf of white Wonder Bread.
It's delicious and it's horrible for you.
And now, but we've just escalated to cheeses. So now he's just like white bread with cheese.
Well, I love grilled. Like then I moved on. Like after that, then peanut butter jelly and grilled cheese, and I love grilled cheese until.
Oh boy.
They did the time. Like my dad was an executive chef for many years, and then like, you know,
and he
managing.
Had a son that would only eat white bread.
What a crappy executive chef.
Well, my parents were divorced.
No, I know, but
that's
it.
Why like, you hate food. Dad
when you,
left.
When you go visit dad, there's so, some trauma there.
But I went to his restaurant and they got me a grilled cheese, and I think I'm like 9 or 10 years old at this time.
This is your first grilled cheese? Like you remember it like losing your virginity?
No, not my first grilled cheese, but this is the grilled cheese that scarred me. And so you're thinking. I'm like, I didn't really want anything on the menu. They had all this nice stuff, and they bring me a grilled cheese, and I take a bite of it, and like I like immediately like start crying, because I was a very sensitive kid. But
you started crying because you loved it so much.
No, I hated it because they gave me I didn't know what sourdough bread was. So like, I'm,
it was the harsh bread.
Well, you're 9 and you're doing this.
Yeah,
like button it up, kid.
Nah, man.
Good lord.
Maybe 8. I don't remember.
Still button
eight
it up. You're sobbing because you're having sourdough bread.
Which is the elite bread, by the way.
I didn't eat sourdough bread for 20 years.
Audrey's
after
right.
That.
Sourdough is.
I love
it
sourdough
hits.
Now.
It hits.
But it took me 20 years to recover from that. The other one.
What's wrong with you?
The other thing that scarred me for life.
You have lived the softest, easiest
sure
life
have.
Of any human ever.
This bread's a little too hard.
This isn't the white bread I was expecting.
So I was betrayed by my father there. And then my stepdad, he ended up pulling the sweet potato pie instead of pumpkin pie trick on me around the same age.
That's messed up. That's messed up. But your stepdad is a Marine.
Yeah.
And so, like, I imagine that he had no time for this bratty little snotty-nosed redheaded stepchild of his.
Actually, he has red hair.
Whatever. You know what I mean, though? Like, right? Like, you marry it, you know,
yeah,
into his family.
Yeah, he had no time.
And
but
he had
my
some
mom,
soft kid.
But, yes. But I love him. Steve is, you know, he's the absolute,
you guys have a great relationship.
Absolute best person I've ever met.
Yeah.
And loves my mom dearly. But my mom, way out of his league, and I could play my mom like when I was a kid. My mom
was
like,
you were like going sniffle nose to your mom.
He would say this, and I would immediately run
like,
to my
mom.
Mom,
he gave me some rye. You shouldn't have sex with him tonight.
Exactly.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So we're talking about stubborn people, and as it turns out, Mahoney is the most stubborn person you'll ever meet in your entire life, without question. And I think you would admit to that, right?
I mean, change for me is hard. It really is. And I feel like that comes along with that stubborn, and like I'll hold a grudge until the day I die.
Yeah. But I mean, like you've talked a decent amount over the years about how like when your mom would try to get you to do something, and I mean, I'm talking about like the most basic chores, like load the dishwasher, like you dirty dishes, just put them in the dishwasher. Yeah. You would intentionally do such a bad job that you knew you're doing it wrong
yes.
to her specifications So she would just get frustrated and go, screw it.
I was a horrible son, yes. Yeah. 1,000%, which I'm trying to make up as an adult now because.
Are you?
Yes.
How?
What do you mean? I'm always great to my mom.
Oh, to your mom? No, I'm saying you're doing the same thing to your wife.
Yeah.
You do the same thing to your wife. When you don't want to do something, you intentionally do a bad job.
No, Dave, I don't do that. She's just better at certain things than I am.
Okay.
Who do you think you're lying to right now? That might work on her. That's not going to work on us.
Mm-hmm. No.
Hey, baby, you're really good at getting scorpion.
You're just better at that.
She is better at that.
Standing in front of bullets than me. In case somebody breaks in, use her as a human shield.
No, I would not.
You make her get the scorpions that you find in your house.
I have very rich blood, you know, and so scorpions, they smell me and they come after me. She, on the other hand, who doesn't eat a lot of meat.
You have rich blood.
Yeah, she's a vegetarian. She doesn't put off the kind of odor that I do, so she can kill
scorpions. Scorpions are attracted to your odor?
Yes, they are.
That should make it easier for you to catch them.
No, it means they're coming for me. I know. And I can't sneak up on them, and they're killing death machines. Scorpions are the Terminators of the insect world, Dave. They can live frozen for weeks.
The exact conversation I'm sure he had with his wife.
So this one texted over to us from 702 said, I didn't like the high school that I was going to, and I was really being stubborn about it. But they make you sign a contract saying you'll stay there for at least a year. Oof. That was, of course, unless you get kicked out. So I ditched for over 30 days straight and was gone by the end of the first semester.
Jeez, also, Louise, what kind of high school were you going to that makes you
sign
in?
A contract, right?
I'm just going to private school.
Well, is that like one of those colleges like, oh, I'm not going to have sex until I'm married? You know, that's stupid stuff. It's like, why do you think I'm here in college? I'm trying to get laid.
Yeah, what are you doing going to college?
Yeah.
Trying not to get laid.
Get out of here.
Dax said I was super sick and it was taking hours at the ER one time. Finally, I went up and told them I was having heart pains and they brought me right in.
Oh, wait. I've heard that that's like. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but I heard that that's like what you should be.
But I also feel like that's how you get like thousands of dollars in extra bills that you don't need.
All right, we're going to run a bunch of tests on you that you don't need, and it's going to cost you $75,000. Cricket said, my oldest, a boy, couldn't be bothered to get up and walk until his sister, who is 15 months younger than him, started leaving him behind while playing. He was over 2.5 years old before he ran for the first time. Stubborn little ass that he was.
What do you start walking at like? 11 months, 10 months?
Yeah, like one normally. I mean, really? Around there. Some kids are a little earlier, some kids a little later, but right around one. So if he didn't get up and start walking until he was like 2.5.
That's my man.
Yeah, he's just like, no, I'm just
carrying a recliner.
Cruising.
Hey, you're going to walk for the rest of your life. That's the same thing. Like, you don't understand, like, when your parents say, don't get a job and all you really want to do is have your own money.
Yeah.
When you're like 14 or 13 years old.
Trust me, kid. Like, you got the rest of your life to.
God, there's nothing more. Yep. Doesn't it amaze you how right your parents are about so many things?
Because they lived the life.
And we just think that they're idiots, and they're like, you just don't understand me.
Yeah,
you don't know.
You don't understand where I'm from. Like, yeah, you're from down the hall.
I raised you, you idiot. Yes, I know exactly.
I can't control my horny level.
Who's horny?
It is the dumbest game that is played in radio, but here we are doing it yet again because we love it. It's called Who's Horny, and it has to do with what horn belongs to what car. We came up with this while sitting on the patio of a bar one day. Somebody's car alarm started going off, and we're like, there's a horn. Horny's funny. Who's horny? And next thing you know, this is the game.
So you're saying we were just drunk and
we're fairly drunk
looking for content.
Oh, yeah, horn. Oh, funny.
pretty much how it works.
But
I still love it so much. I love it. So we're going to play these horns and we're trying to figure out what horn belongs to what car. And feel free to play along. You can call or text us anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY. But Ian is the only one with the correct answer, so we're all working on this together. Those of you in the chat as well would love your take on this, too. So Ian generally will also track down these vehicles that are for sale and give us the option to purchase them if we want to, which is very nice.
We have some great selections today, guys.
Okay. So we have a total of three. Are you guys ready? Are you feeling horny today, Mahoney?
Very horny, Dave.
Super horny. Audrey, horny today?
I might have to wash my hair, so casually.
Yeah, sounds about right. All right, here we go. On to number one, and who's horny? First off, that person needs to chill the hell out. Secondly, that sounded like a mid-sized sedan to me.
Yeah, like a Subaru Outback.
Oh, no, I'm thinking that is definitely like a 2004 Chevy Malibu.
Oh,
like
okay.
Malibu, like a Oldsmobile of sorts, maybe.
I feel like Oldsmobile have a little bit more girth.
Maybe
to
a Crown Vic?
A Toyota Corolla.
Actually, now that you mentioned that, that does sound a little beefier than I heard the first time.
I'm sticking to my Subaru.
I'm going with Malibu.
Well, unfortunately, none of you are correct. Okay. So let's just go with the multiple choice here. Okay. Was that A, 2010 Ford Taurus, B, a 2013 Toyota Avalon XLE, or a 2020 Lexus EX?
Oh.
No, I'm going with the Taurus.
Hold on,
no
play
question.
That again.
I'm going Lexus.
No, I think that's a Toyota Avalon.
You think that's an Avalon from an Avalon owner?
I have a 2013 Toyota Avalon. I think that's it.
Lexus.
No, I think
Tell
that's
me I'm
it.
Right, Ian.
Nope, that's, I said Crown Vic. I was a little off. It's a Taurus. No question.
Mahoney is correct. That was a 2013 Toyota Avalon XLE. He's in the know.
Also,
How hard you had to push? The steering wheel gave it away because I have gotten that angry and aggro on the road sometimes and have started pushing it, and there's a distinctive click there.
It's not fair that you would give Mahoney his own horn when you know he also rage horns.
It's fine. We can purchase Mahoney's Avalon if he'll sell it to us.
I have the Touring. I don't have an XLE.
Oh, not the XLE.
I have the one above that. I didn't go for the Limited.
How much is that one?
$19,750 in El Dorado Hills, California. Clean title, smog pass, and ready to roll,
How many miles on it?
It's got 100,000 miles on it.
$19,000 for 100,000?
I mean, it's a $40,000 car.
It's got 100,000
miles.
It's a Toyota.
Oh, my God.
It's ready to roll with a clean title.
We just saw that the average cost is $20,000 for a used vehicle, and we just saw it happen right in front of our eyes.
All right, yeah. Mahoney is the horniest.
So you're saying I get 20 cheese for mine? I mean, I got 120,000 miles on my car, but I do have the Touring, not the XLE.
You can get about 20.
And you got a sub in the trunk. Totally unnecessarily.
Here we go on a 900-watt amp in there, too.
That's a trumpet.
That's me.
No, that's a trombone.
That's got to be a tugboat.
That's a trombone.
It's a boat. It's going to be a boat.
It's got to be a boat.
Was that A, someone slowly moving a large table across the floor? B, a tuba? Or C, a tugboat?
That's a tuba.
Hit it again.
Oh, God. It could be any of them.
That's a tuba. That's a tuba.
That's somebody moving a table.
Oh, hold on. No, it's not.
That's a tuba. You can hear it.
It's a tuba. I'm going with Audrey. That's a tuba.
I'm going tugboat.
Audrey Mahoney, you are correct. That is a tuba.
I knew immediately that
was
in the brass section.
Check out the size of this tuba in San Bernardino right now for
$2,800.
$2,800? We need to get this tuba.
Hold on. So you're telling me if I take $23,000, I can get a Toyota Avalon and a tuba?
And a tuba.
Wow. Shout out to that tuba player.
You know what the worst part is? I actually researched videos of people moving tables slowly across the floor. Not many. Not many videos out there.
There should be. We need to add that to our ASMR channel.
Maybe in a couple of weeks.
Submit your videos, 833-YO-DUMMY.
So far, Mahoney is the horniest.
Yeah.
That's right.
He's
coming in second, though.
He's perfectly horny, and Audrey is
coming in second.
Only the second horniest. Here we go with the third and final one.
Oh, the truth.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
No, that's me climaxing.
Ew.
No, that's got to be like a Model T or something like
that. Ooh, for the final horn, was that A, a 1912 Ford Model T, B, some chick, or C, a toy tugboat?
Oh.
That's a Model T.
One more time.
I'm going to say that's a toy car.
I'm going to go that's a toy tugboat.
Audrey Mahoney.
Wait. Hold on. I need to make sure that's not a chick.
Oh, wait. No.
I think that's a chick.
Is that a chick?
I think that's some chick.
Laughing in a weird way.
Yeah, I think that's a real bad laugh.
Ew.
That's a real bad laugh.
Okay, Mahoney's going laugh. I'm sticking with my toy tugboat, and then you're going Model T.
This
will determine whether or not we're winners or not, Mahoney, right here.
Audrey, you are incorrect. That is not a toy tugboat. Okay. And Dave, it's not a Model T.
Oh,
that's just some chick.
Mahoney,
so horny.
He did the horny sweep.
I can't control my horny level.
Could you imagine if that's how you,
actually?
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So during the height of the pandemic, you know, 2020, and even throughout 2021, there was a lot of talk about people drinking more, and especially if you're working from home, you know, having like a, you know, midday drink was not abnormal. In fact, Mahoney, when we were working from home, you said that you drank more then than maybe you have ever.
Yeah. I mean, because I would get done with the show, and we had really nothing to do afterwards.
During lockdown, right?
Yeah. I mean, for a good 2-3 months there, I didn't go anywhere. Yep. And so I would just, and it was perfect because it was March, April, and May, which is the best time of the year for us. And I ended up going out and sitting out in my backyard and either smoking a cigar and drinking whiskey every day.
Yeah.
Because I just, you know, had nothing else to do.
There was nothing else to do.
Well, let me explain why I'm bringing this up. There is new research out that says at the end of 2021, women were found to be drinking more than men. A federally funded study found that women, specifically moms with kids under 5, saw their alcohol consumption increase by a startling 323%, the highest of any group. So women with kids under 5 reported having more than 7 drinks a week or more than 3 drinks at a time, which, again, like that barometer for like your binge drinking, when if you have more than 7 drinks a week, like if you have more than 7 drinks in a night.
Well, they're saying
it,
that there are 5 drinks, quote unquote drinks, or glasses in a bottle of wine. So
no,
you're basically
not.
Having like
there's 3.
1.25 bottles of wine a week.
1.25 bottles
is
of wine
that,
a week?
Is what hits that. Like, is that's what they're saying, is
See,
7
like,
drinks.
So they're talking about like the mommy like wine culture and like how it's problematic and this and that. If you're having 1.5 bottles of wine per
week. This feels
week,
like shame
to me.
That's
one glass of wine a night.
This feels like mommy shame to me, because there is not a same article talking about daddies and the amount that they drink. It's just like the mother should be more responsible, and the age of them putting their child's age in here feels yucky to me as well. Like, children under 5, these mothers are alcoholics on rampages throughout the day. Like, no, it's a glass a night.
If you're getting through like 3 bottles of wine in an evening, like maybe that's you're pushing it, right?
I mean, yeah, of course. There is limits to all things, and addictions are real. That's not what this article is saying, though.
But also, like, if you, I've got 3 kids, they're all 5 and under. Yeah. And the 4th one on the way. Like, my wife is pregnant right now, but when she's not pregnant, like, yeah, like, have a glass of wine.
To
wind
down at the end of the night?
With your kids.
Sleep a little bit better?
It's a lot.
Nobody's getting drunk off a glass of wine.
Never.
Same thing, like, I have a couple friends who have, like, 2 beers a night, like, 2 lagers a night, and, like, that's
all kinds of friends will
like,
have a glass of whiskey,
week,
you know, just
like,
sort of relax at the end of the day, like,
that,
whatever, man, like.
Like, 2 beers, you're not getting drunk off
also,
of 2
like,
beers.
Also, everyone's gonna die soon, like, just be cool,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Chill out.
Yes, no, everyone needs to be responsible and make sure they're not neglecting their kids and they're not, like, too drunk to, like, look after them and
but
stuff like that.
But one glass of wine
is. But having a glass of wine, yeah. Like.
It just
here.
Feels. Doesn't it just kind of feel like a little ick? It just did that. It just the way it was worded is just a little.
Yeah, I think it's just surprising because the women are drinking more than men, which is why I think that this made headlines to begin with. But who knows? So earlier we were talking about the guy who was trying to talk about the whole thing that happened on January 6th with the insurrection. Had a bit of a blooper, though, and as a show that celebrates bloopers, we don't look down on people who bloop.
No, we do not.
We celebrate them. This gentleman had. Quite a good one.
Congress later impeached the former president for inciting an insurrection. CBS's Skylar Henry is in Washington for us tonight.
I mean, he ain't wrong.
I mean, I guess if you're like a hardcore Republican, it might have.
Former president for inciting an erection.
Inciting an erection.
Yeah. I like.
He got everyone excited.
I like my man big and tan.
So the best diet of 2022 is, according to...
Eating less and moving more.
Well, there's that. But, there's obviously like all of these different diets that are out there. The Mediterranean diet, which actually is, as far as like diets that are attractive to me, that one is interesting.
Well,
because
I like Mediterranean food.
Yeah, it's all the Mediterranean food that you, that you
Euro
like.
Constantly and feta
well,
fries.
Because it is.
But it cuts out all the meat.
Well, no. Oh, so.
Oh, God. Nope.
Wait, so I'm the
out.
Mediterranean meals don't want you to eat.
No, so the Mediterranean diet doesn't have a lot of like red meat specifically. So
Okay. Having
things like chicken is fine, and then a lot of fish, but not a lot of red
they
meat.
They say the Mediterranean, which is a part of the, like, if you are in the keto culture, you can eat Mediterranean food because it's got a lot of great oils for you. You know,
yep.
You've got, there's a lot of the fish and salmon. And I did think that Mediterranean food did have lamb.
It doesn't say anything. I mean, there is definitely...
Well, like high fats and salmon and all of that as well. Like, so,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, Mediterranean food is chef kiss, probably one of my top 3 go-tos.
I love it. I mean, but for me, I mean, I don't know. I don't know why we continue to, like, what's the secret to weight loss? It's moving more and eating less.
And
that's literally all it all boils down
just
to.
Just move more. And honestly, with COVID and everything that we've been seeing recently, we are living a much more stationary, sedentary lifestyle. Well, we're all just sitting.
Can we just all normalize being fat? Like,
no.
Can we start shaming
Dave.
People that are in great shape, please?
It's the Redneck Report.
Mahoney, you talked a lot about how one day you want to retire and move to the villages in Florida, because when it comes to, you know, elder communities,
the ultimate retirement community,
where things also can go off the rails at any point.
15
that's
years,
the
Dave.
Spot.
15 years, because I think it's a 55 plus. I don't think it's a 65, but I think it's a 55 plus community.
Uh-huh, yeah,
that is my dream.
Well, a woman was in Naples over the weekend, so this isn't in the villages specifically. She was actually in downtown Naples, and she got arrested because she was in her golf cart.
Hell yeah.
Drunk.
Yes.
Her name is Kelly. She's 44.
And you should be able to drive a golf cart drunk.
And she drove over a police officer's foot.
That, okay, you can't do that. You can't hit somebody. Can't do that. But also, man, if you had a golf cart in your neighborhood, you know you would have a bevy or two and drive over to your bro's house.
Of course you would. Like, you should definitely be able to drive a golf cart drunk. In fact, I don't know if
not
I've
on
ever,
the freeway.
Of course not.
Or surface streets.
On a golf course
yeah,
in a neighborhood.
A 55 plus.
I don't know if I've ever driven a golf cart sober. I mean, I've started sober. I don't know if I've ever
finished.
Ended my day
yeah.
on a golf cart totally sober.
I've never driven a golf cart before.
You haven't?
No, I don't think so. Oh. I'm always just passenger. As I get nervous.
Yeah, she is now facing a DUI charge. When asked for comment, she said,
"What, is this a communist country or something? I thought this is America."
Oh, Randy, always yeah. speaking his wise words.
Police officers in Pennsylvania were surprised one night when they found a live deer inside the trunk of a driver's car during a DUI stop. The driver told officers that she had hit the deer with her car and that her and the passenger put it in the trunk thinking it was dead.
Take it home. Don't want it to go to waste.
Okay. Later realized, oh, the deer was still alive, but kept driving. The officer said a 21-year-old man released the deer from the back of the car, and it dashed off into the wild. I imagine that deer was like, what the hell is going on here?
Or if you're the cop and you open up the trunk and a deer pops out,
yeah,
that will give you a startle.
The 19-year-old woman was arrested on suspicion of being under the influence of alcohol or drugs.
DUI? Deer UI? No.
Yeah, deer UI? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's continue on with the odd things in the trunk or bed of your vehicle while under the influence. Harris County constables arrested a man who say drove intoxicated with a lit barbecue pit in the bed of his truck
lit.
That sparked a large fire.
Man, it's Texas, Dave. You know you got, like, a barbecue is next to religion.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
And sometimes barbecue is religion, depending on what part of Texas you're from.
This is the Houston area, right? So January 5th, deputies say that they had a field sobriety test going on. This guy proved to be drunk. He was also in possession of a fairly large amount of cocaine. Man, I don't know, though. Having a couple of drinks, having a barbecue pit, having some cocaine, like, that is a Friday.
I don't want to watch anything slow cook on Coke.
No?
No.
It's going to take forever.
It
yeah.
would take forever.
Also, are you hungry? Like, isn't cocaine an appetite suppressant?
It is.
Maybe it's you're trying to suppress, because it does take so long to cook, you know?
Yeah,
so you're trying to suppress it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you sprinkle yeah. some on there?
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
a nice rub? I'm more of a rub than a sauce guy, personally.
Honestly,
so.
No. as well.
Also, I can't tell you how many times when Dave and I lived in Houston, I would just be driving home at like 2 in the morning whenever like everything closed down, and I would see like a random like Big Lots parking lot that had just a random smoker in there at 2 in the morning, and a yeah. guy's just sitting there, and it was always the greatest damn barbecue.
Always is. Parking lot barbecue. Texas, the highest
porch that, right?
in barbecue in the country.
Yeah. Say what you want.
That brisket Bible. That's my Bible.
You used to stop in a Big Lots parking lot.
You never stopped on any, like, well, I mean, I know you had a baby.
Kid and stuff, yeah.
But, like, when I would, like, be coming home from, like, a show or a bar or whatever, and I would see anytime I saw somebody with a smoker in a parking lot at night, I knew it was going
to
be good.
You had to stop.
Yep.
You could have been brisket bottling.
So our final story is about a man named Jason Mahoney who pulled into a Big Lots parking lot drunk.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Live question for you. Why do hot dogs come in packs of 10, but their buns come in packs of 8? What are you supposed to do with the extra wieners?
Message deleted.
I mean, isn't that only certain brands, though? Because I feel like my buns to wiener ratio always match up.
She's right. It's hot dogs, packs of 10, buns always packs of 8. I think it's big bun.
Or big dog.
No, it's big bun because you have to buy 2 packs of the buns. Yeah, they get you.
You ever double up? Like, I feel like you can't double up.
You can't put two. I mean, unless you freaky like that.
No, I feel like the meat to bun ratio is way off.
Have
at
you
that
ever
point.
Put two hot dogs in a single
I've
bun?
I tried.
Had to be a foot long.
No, I you know what I'll say
you
this
tried?
Much. Like the foot long dogs traditionally not nearly as good.
That's true. They're average at best.
Because you don't get the soft bread. You get a harder bread with that. Like you go to Dodger Stadium and then you get that like whatever it's almost like it's not the super soft bread. It's always a harder bread, and I can't do that.
Toasted.
It's better if you are loading it up with like all sorts of accoutrements. But I like my dogs with just onions. Just give me. Buns, meat, onions.
What is wrong with you?
What in the picky eater crap is that? You like dogs, bread, and onions.
Yep.
That's it?
No ketchup, no mustard. Just onions.
I mean, all the mustard. Just mustard's fine.
Mustard,
fine with
ketchup
as well, but mustard
onions,
for sure.
Onions, sure. But if I'm going onions, I would prefer chili dog with onions on top.
What do you do with a corn dog? You dip it in onions?
No, I just go straight or cheese.
Cheese. You like dipping cheese?
Like nacho cheese. A corn dog into nacho cheese is a game changer.
Never tried that.
Your opinion on dogs. Do you like the...
Of course there's cheese involved.
When it comes to the casing, do you like one that has like a bite to it? Like you snap it? Like, because those are my favorite. Like hot links that have a snap to them?
Oh, yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. Like you hurting it.
Like a soft hot dog? Nobody likes a soft
hot
dog.
Whenever you get like the brats, hey man, sometimes they squirt. I don't like that.
I don't like it either. I feel like brats are the out of the sausage.
The juices get the juices squirt out. I'm like, this is
too fat.
I'm fine
too
with
fat.
It.
Yeah. I'm like, I honestly, I'm getting the heebie jeebs just thinking about
The bun to meat ratio was off again on bratwurst.
I'm like, I'm treating this brat right.
And the cheese stuffed brats, get out of here.
They're just trying to make it
cheese
like,
stuffed anything. Get out of here. There was such a good thought. Like, let's take pizza crust and stuff it with cheese, which is essentially just a mozzarella stick.
Yep.
And they can't get that right. Cheese stuffed anything. Terrible.
Mozzarella sticks are only good 30 seconds out when they're burning you, because if they are any warmer, they solidify again.
The meat or the cheese never melts all the way through. So cheese covered. Yes. Cheese stuffed. No. Mm.
Yes.
You know,
cheese can't be on the inside.
Cheese can't be on the inside.
I don't
cheese
even
outside only.
Remember where I saw it. I mean, maybe it was a meme or whatever. But like when it comes to like actual like mozzarella sticks, what a ridiculous idea that is. Like, can you imagine if your server came over to you before your meal and was like, hey, would you like 6 pieces of string cheese to start your meal? You'd be like, no, thank you. I'm like, well, what if we deep fried them? And then all of a sudden you're like, yeah. Fine idea.
Is cheese the best deep fried thing there is? My opinion is yes.
No.
There's nothing better than deep fried cheese.
Corn dogs.
You think a corn dog's better than
fried
cheese?
Fried pickles.
I mean,
French
fries.
What about curds?
French fries are better than mozzarella sticks.
I don't think so.
Curly
what?
Fries from Arby's?
Nope.
Come on.
Who are you?
I'll
French
take
fries
curds?
Are the elite.
If I have my choice of fried cheese or fried potatoes, I'm going fried cheese
also,
all the way.
You being the pickiest human being that I've ever met, possibly ever, you enjoying something with the name of curd is alarming to me. You're like, yeah, let me get some fried curds.
If curds were that, as a Wisconsinite,
I had cheese curds yesterday.
If curds were that good, they would be on the menu everywhere.
No, I think they're just so bad for you. We would be killing people off at a massive
rate. So normally, when you go to a bar and you get bar food, they're really concerned about your health.
And it's harder. There's
wings,
an art to
wings,
it.
Wings are elite.
I'll take curds,
tater tots, wings. All better.
Funnel cakes. We're going into the desserts now.
Oh, God, I love a funnel cake. Awesome. And recently I went to a fair, like last summer, and I went specifically wanting a funnel cake. On the way out the door, I missed it by a minute. And they looked at me and my slightly drunk eyes and said, no. I was so upset.
They shut you down?
Yeah. They were like, no, get out of here, you hussy. Mm. I was so mad. So I still needing a funnel cake fixing.
So I came real close yesterday, that auction site. That has new stuff every day
were
that I'm on.
Were they selling a funnel cake?
No,
a deep fryer.
They had an industrial size deep fryer.
Are you gonna put that in your home?
You put that
in your kitchen.
It retails for I think $3,500.
You don't want to trigger.
And it was on sale yesterday for $300, and I came.
$300.
Why didn't you pull the trigger?
We should put a deep fryer in the studio. I mean, dude, I told you, fattest morning show would be great.
We don't have
room in the studio. I told you, we made room in the baby room.
Or the deep fryer. Yes, right next to the crib.
You know what else is delicious deep fried? Ezra.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So you know the internet, it makes it look so cute when one person picks up their partner for a cute picture for the gram. But what they don't tell you is that people can be really heavy sometimes, and the human back can only handle so much weight. So sorry, sweetie, that really hurt.
Message deleted.
Do you pick up your wife ever?
No. My wife is like 6 foot tall. Like, I have no
But her weight's distributed. Well, it's not like it's she's yeah. like it's not like she's why 5 foot three yeah. and you know 400
if she's 5 foot
pounds.
Three it'd be manageable. Like it's not that she's too heavy because you ain't too heavy, baby.
Dave. It's the way she's spread out.
You're awkward. Like yeah.
Did Dave just like sexy talk to his wife over the airways?
Yes, I did.
I get my wife piggyback rides all the time.
What?
Yeah, my wife will.
What in the Disney adults is going on here?
She'll get up on the bed and then get on my back and I'll give her a piggyback ride around the house.
Are you wearing your Mickey Mouse ears
around the home?
Yeah, she's like,
and do what?
And then I just like
kind of, for a little ride.
Then once I'm done, I'll trip around the living room and then back into the bedroom. And then I do this thing where like because I'm holding her and she's holding on as well.
And you dump her off.
And I go sideways like a wrestling move, like a suplex.
He might fall.
Just waiting on that bed
to
break.
Oh God.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Mahoney, you've ruined it for everyone.
What did I ruin, Dave?
You besmirching the perfectly good name of French fries and tater tots and all things wonderful that are fried. Now there is a potato shortage that is cutting into fries. And yes, that is our top story for our final top stories of the day. a shortage of potatoes is presenting a growing problem for the world that heavily consumes French fries and chips. A number of popular food items has now faced scarcity in a number of supply chain issues. There's been a whole bunch of disruptions, obviously, but in the supply chain, there's a whole bunch of issues, and they're saying a potato shortage may start to affect all of us, including the fast food restaurants that many of us frequent.
If you went to your favorite fast food place and they're out of fries, are you just leaving? Because I feel like I am. That's 99% of the reason I'm going.
I went to Taco Bell, and they told me straight up that they had no more food. They said,
what time, Taco Bell,
what time was
said,
this was like 11:30.
Were they like
night.
Getting ready to close?
I'm sure. But I mean, just telling me, I mean, it was actual comedy. They were like, we're closed. We ran out of food. And I said, you ran out of everything? Yeah, everything. No more food. Oh, okay. Which I mean, honestly, it's
no,
we're kind
did.
Of reaching that type of reality
no,
right now.
Not.
There's a supply shortage of so much. Not everything. We're going to have to end up eating like Dinty Moore.
No, I mean, like, I don't.
Canned foods.
I don't feel like there's been anything. I mean, there's been like, my wife will get the grocery pickup or whatever, and they'll have like stuff that's missing.
So you're not going into the stores and actually seeing how much is
Why
not
would
there.
I? Why would anyone ever so go to a grocery store?
You get your pickup order.
You like going to the grocery, as you call it, or the grocer or whatever.
The grocery.
Yeah, the grocery.
Is that weird?
The grocery store?
I'm just calling the grocery.
That's weird. And then also, yes, going in is weird to me at this point because you can literally just go bup, 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 on all the things that you want, and then they'll bring it right out
and
to your car
cost
and put it in the trunk, and it's totally free.
That's fine and fair, and I do that as well, but not all the time. Not when I need last-minute things.
But that's what I mean. It's like I don't ever feel the supply chain issue like you do because I don't go in.
There's a shortage of Topo Chico and glass bottles, but, you know.
That's Mahoney's reality.
Has that ever stopped you from having a Topo Chico? Because
I've also been part of the problem, and when I see it, I buy a whole bunch. But to be fair, I'm not reselling them. I am drinking all of them. Yes, I had 20 cases of Topo Chico at my house at one point in time.
Are people reselling them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are.
It's become the brand name.
For a high level of, like, a pretty solid margin of profit. But I'm not doing that. I'm consuming
mine. It's club soda. Why would anyone
buy? Because it's the brand name that everybody is. It's the elitist
Coke.
Brand name.
It's a Coke brand.
Well, Coke owns it, but it's still bottled in Monterey, Dave.
See, he's part of the problem.
You are the problem.
No, but I drink mine. I had 20 cases. I'm down to 8 cases right now.
Oh, God.
It's gotten to the point where, I don't know if you've noticed this, but on our Instagram, at David Mahoney, we will get DMs specifically like, I found some Mahoney. Oh, my God, I can't wait
And
to
I
try
appreciate
it.
That because then I go out and I buy it.
Did you see the Topo Chico spiked seltzer water?
Those are garbage.
They are?
Those are not good.
Oh,
those are not
bad.
Good.
Like, when I saw that, guys, I was like, maybe Mahoney will be into this.
No. I'm not. Those are hot garbage.
Yeah.
Like, hey, they do the water's good, the seltzers, truly lemonades where it's at.
That's where it's at.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys saw the video of this, but this is over in China. There was absolute, and I mean absolute pandemonium. If you could imagine 80 ostriches stomping through the streets all simultaneously, like running in a pack.
I mean, ostriches are big-ass birds.
They're big-ass birds, and they're mean, and they're crazy, and they got big claws and, like, everything. I mean,
it was an ostrich stampede?
Yes. There was more than 80 of them racing through the streets late night, and it was nuts.
Mahoney, do you remember that scene from Jurassic Park where all in the big field?
Yes,
it was
exactly
very
right.
much like that.
I mean, it is terrifying. It's one thing, like, a bunch of, like, cows or bulls or something like that. That's scary, but it's almost been normalized.
You expect that, the running of the bulls.
Running of the bulls and all of that.
They're like little raptors. You're right, Ian.
80 ostriches.
I'm looking at video
and
of it.
Kick,
yeah.
One
Where
kick
did they come
can
from?
Kill a human.
No idea.
Did you know that?
Were
they
one kick can kill a human. And I feel like they would try to kill you. For, like, no reason.
Absolutely.
Like, one would look at you, go out of its way, come over, and kick me and kill me. And
They're
then
not
just
nice.
Run
They're
off.
Not
no.
kind.
I saw one of my favorite memories at being at the zoo. I saw an ostrich picking on a baby giraffe, and the mama giraffe came over and straight up whooped that ostrich's ass. Hit the ostrich with its head.
With its
long
head.
Neck on long neck crime.
Man, but I...
I mean, for real, though.
Old mommy long neck came over there and whooped some ass.
End this now. Thank you.
Need more Dave and Mahoney? Be sure to follow them on social media at Dave and Mahoney and visit DaveandMahoney.com.
Fabulous.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.